Well, good evening to you. Hope you are well on this Sunday evening. This is a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 27th of November, 2022. What a weekend. What a weekend. As I said the other day, I'm on call, so I really didn't do much gardening at all, to be honest with you. Popped down the allotment yesterday, just did a bit of weeding, nothing too serious. And then I came home and I continued doing a bit more weeding here at home, actually using my hori-hori knife. Now, I'm a big fan of a hori-hori knife. If you haven't got a hori-hori knife, what it basically is a Japanese gardening knife. And hori-hori means dig, dig. So it is designed to be used for digging, but it's also great, I found, for using in areas where I had nothing really grown, but weeds were growing, and I was using it almost like a hoe. Went straight through the weeds. Really, really good, useful tool. And it's a tool I often have on my belt when I'm at home. So yeah, did a bit of weeding here at home. Also cut back some of our blackberries just so that I had a bit more room and tidied things up. Looking good, I've got to say. And basically at the moment, this is what I feel I'm going to be doing a lot of. The rain is just making it too difficult to walk on a lot of our plants. The ground is just too wet and can become very compacted. In fact, I've said many times before that when it comes to beds or bare soil, it's best not to walk on them. I know no dig does mean you can get away with it to a certain extent, but it's still best not to walk on water-sodden beds for the very reason it just squeezes all the air out of it. Now, with that, I said I was going to share with you what seeds we're going to be sending out to you in December. So they're going to be, the 1st of December is Thursday, isn't it? So these are going to be coming out to you towards the end of the week, I would imagine. And I don't think there's any strikes on. I'll have to double check. So first of all, we've got onion. This is a variety called Elisa Craig. And this is a very, very popular, well-known onion. Now, I usually don't grow onions from seed, but we can actually sow these in December. Traditionally, they were sown on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, just so that they can then grow and produce onions. Onions. So we're going to be doing that Christmas Day, Boxing Day. Christmas Day falls on a Sunday, so there will be a supporters club as well as a live show on that day. We've got a basil. The variety is a cinnamon, so it's got a slightly cinnamony flavour. These will go great on a windowsill. So we're going to be planting our basil on the windowsill. And I mean, I'm a big fan of basil. We use it a lot. And just that little flavour of cinnamon just adds a little twist to it, I feel. Lettuce, marvel of four seasons. I know somebody in a live show tonight said they don't want any more lettuce, but these are what are coming out to you, I'm afraid to say. I'm a big fan of lettuce. I use most of our lettuce as cut and come again salad leaves, and we eat a lot of them, which is usually why I create and share these, although I'm going to start creating some of my own salad mixes for future reference. We've got some sprouting seeds, chickpea sprouting seeds. I'm adding these as a windowsill plant to grow. Most of these are going to be grown on a windowsill, to be honest, or undercover. But chickpeas and sprouting seeds are just such a great, nice little thing to add. So they're going to be added as well. Mustard. The variety is called Red Lion. So they're going to be a red coloured mustard. I do like mustard. Again, this goes in with the salad leaves. A lot of things that are, or things to sow at this time of year is a bit limiting. So mustard is something, or these salad leaves are something that I feel they're just great to grow in the garden anyway, but also great for us to eat if you're trying to be healthy and just enjoy what you're eating. And then finally, we got sweet pepper, a variety called Red Cherry. And this may seem a bit of a wrong time to be sowing things like sweet peppers, but actually I find aubergines, chilies and sweet peppers, they need that really long growing season. So sowing these now indoors, or just to give a bit of warmth, does get them off to a relatively good start. It means, in theory, you should get some decent peppers or a decent harvest of peppers fairly early on. That's the idea anyway. So That's why I'm including these. As I said, always, I'm sowing these as well. The onion will be sown Christmas Day. The basil I'll probably do quite early on in the month, possibly Thursday or Sunday this week. Lettuce, I'm not sure when I'm going to do that. Sprouting seeds are going to be an early one as well. Mustard and sweet pepper will be at some point anyway. So, yeah, that's the seeds that you're going to be getting through your door towards the end of this week, depending, of course, if there's any postal strikes and how the post is behaving itself. So, yeah, look forward to sending those out. I hope you enjoy it. Of course, there will be the newsletter. And, of course, well, I think I've got to explain something on the newsletter. I always include a little piece for you to fill out when you sow your seeds. I actually use that myself. And the idea being that these seeds can be, or these newsletters can be kept as a way of just keeping track of what you're sowing and where and how it's going, which is why I do it. So you pull it into a folder, keep your records, and refer back to it as and when you need to. So I thought I'd better mention that, because I don't think I've mentioned it for a while, and we've had a few new people sign up who may find that or wonder what that's all about. It's just, again, this is, I believe in keeping records, or trying to keep records, and doing our best to try and keep an idea of what we are doing. Now, on tonight's live show, we had a bit of a chat about gardening Christmas presents, and this is, I quite often do a podcast about gardening Christmas presents, although I don't think I'm going to this year. The cost of living is just making it very, very difficult for anybody to be growing or consider spending money. So I'm trying to be a bit polite about that. But something that I have done today is made my own bokashi compost bin. I said the other day I had Martin on, who's going on the podcast tomorrow, and he inspired me to give it a try myself. So, and he showed me a way to make our own bokashi bin. Again, you will hear about this tomorrow on the podcast. But what I've done is I've taken two large tubs that fit inside each other. And we've used some popcorn tubs, but you could use something like two tubs that chicken manure pellets came in, or something like that. Or Martin used some industrial Hellman's mayonnaise containers, which are also an idea of something that we could use. So what I've done is just drilled holes in the bottom of one of them, and then slid that inside the other one, put the lid on, or put our kitchen waste in it, sprinkled over some of the bran, then put the lid on, and we've left that to do its own thing. I will be seeing how well it works. I'm a big fan of composting, as you know, and I'm trying to make as much compost as I possibly can. So this is something I'm adding to our repertoire to see how much better and whether we can make more compost as well. So, yeah, that is what I've been up to today. Right, I'm going to call this one a night. This is a funny time of year, the end of November, going into December. Gardening just seems to be a little bit difficult to find anything to do, and the weather doesn't help. I've got a few ideas of things that I can do, of course, but I'm this weekend being on call, it's been nice to have a bit of a chill out time in some ways and not worry about the gardening as much as I love it. Anyway, you guys take care, and I'll see you all again next time.